This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Mark O'Connor says he's created an orchestral language from the seedling of Americana. This is the first movement of O'Connor's new Americana Symphony, a fanfare titled Wide Open Spaces, with Maren Alsop conducting the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Mark O'Connor's musical vision here is of the American journey west in the 19th century, the idealism of the frontier. And his musical language is steeped in the folk tradition. He's a renowned violinist as well as a composer. As a kid, he'd traveled to fiddle conventions. He won lots of junior fiddle championships. He's played bluegrass, jazz, was a much-in-demand session player in Nashville. This symphony is O'Connor's first. Its roots are in this small chamber piece he wrote 15 years ago, Appalachian Waltz.
I realized that in composing Appalachian Waltz and many other of my pieces, I was starting to uncover this sort of idea that the music in motion, in journey, looking for this wide open spaces, physically and metaphorically, of the West, was this sort of like theme that I kept returning to. And I realized that's why American music sounds so optimistic, is because this country is very unique in that regard, that people actually do believe that tomorrow could be better here.
This is the second movement. It's called New World Fanciful Dance.
I wanted to bring in a jig dance to this movement and describe the Appalachian environment as I remembered visiting as a boy. I remember going to an incredible fiddler's convention, and I had this image I took away from that visit of all these fiddlers playing in their own unique style, and there were people spontaneously dancing and kicking up their feet to the music. Then I noticed that everybody danced a little bit differently. And I wanted to describe in this movement how the jig itself can be the kind of melting pot aspect of culture where people were coming together, bringing their own strains and further developing an American music.
There's a lot of syncopation going on here, and I've been trying desperately to figure out the time signature, because just when I think I figure out that it's in 3/4, it shifts and it turns into something else.
Yeah, there's a lot of shifting meters. It's a little difficult to play. The orchestra needs some rehearsal time and really bring out the flavor and the character.
So what is the meter here, or meters? Are there more than one?
Well, the jig itself is in 6/8, and then we've got sections where you'll have it drift into 4/4 or 8/8 or 10/8, depending on the measure.
Just to keep them guessing.
Yeah.
There's another dance section in the fourth movement. It's called Open Plains Hoedown. So I guess the journey is moving westward.
I have sections in here where I see the dust being, kicked up by the wagons heading across the prairie.
You clearly have a vision in your mind of sort of this, the cinematic sense of what this music is
trying to convey. How do you get that across to the musicians? What are you including in the score to tell them, you know, this is not just what you should play, but how I want you to play it?
I do add visualizations as playing descriptions. I have a lot of technical descriptions, too, which are probably far more important. One of the, I think, most epic visualizations of the symphony is in the fifth movement, the climbing of the mountain face of the Rockies. And the entire movement is one large crescendo. And it starts very, very low in the basses, where it's barely audible.
Yeah, you can barely hear it at all.
And remember, as people were heading west, they had dealt with these mountains on the East Coast, but they had no idea what was waiting for them when they hit those Rockies. And so many people were lost in these journeys. And the music describes the elation that once you were at the peak and you could actually see the setting sun, that what it must have felt like. And I wanted to depict that. And you can feel the optimism creep into the music. It's that Americana that I so much want to give listeners through my composition.
It's interesting you talk about that optimistic vision and the structure of the symphony and the ideas behind it really are a romantic notion about our past, a throwback to 150 years ago. Did you think about a more modern aesthetic, a more modern vision, something that speaks to the issues of today and what this country is now?
Well, I think history repeats itself. We're still doing the same journey. We're heading out of our homes looking for a better life than our parents had. And this is not a historic piece or a retro piece. This is our daily life.
Well, Mark O'Connor, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
You can hear more of Mark O'Connor's Americana Symphony at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.